then to item G, the Judicial Council Distinguished Service Awards for 2011. It's an action item, and I'd ask Justice Baxter and Ms. Claudia Fernandez to present.
Yes, thank you, Chief. You'll find our report and the information on the awards and the nomination process pertaining to the 18th Annual Judicial Council Distinguished Service Awards, which also includes the Stanley Mosk Defender of Justice Award, all under tab G. And at this time, our recommendations for this year's recipients, those recommendations are being handed out to the members of the council. Annually, the Judicial Council presents three Distinguished Service Awards and a few special awards, such as the Stanley Mosk Defender of Justice Award, to recognize individuals for significant and positive contributions to the improvement of the administration of justice statewide. We received a number of nominations this year and had many outstanding individuals that exemplified the significance of these awards. One point I would like to note is that except for the Stanley Mosk Award, nominees cannot be current members of the Judicial Council. And as we did last year, these awards will be formally presented at an event during our December council meeting in San Francisco. The nominations were reviewed by the chairs of the standing committees, Justice Doug Miller, Justice Harry Hall, and myself. And after much deliberation and discussion, we are recommending for the council's approval the following individuals for their extraordinary contributions and leadership. For the Ronald M. George Award for Judicial Excellence, we're recommending a joint award, two individuals, the Honorable Justice Ronald Roby on the 3rd Appellate District and the Honorable Brad Hill, Presiding Justice of the 5th Appellate District. For the William C. Vickery Leadership in Judicial Administration Award, we are recommending that that award be given to Michael Planet, Court Executive Officer, County of Ventura. And for the Bernard E. Witkin Amicus Curiae Award, the recommendation is to Joe Cachette, attorney at law, and I might add that all of these individuals at one time or another had previously served on the Judicial Council. For the Stanley Mosk Defender of Justice Award, this award honors an individual from federal, state, and local government for significant contributions to advancing equal access to fair and consistent justice in California. Our recommendation is that that award be given to Senator Noreen Evans, representing the 2nd Senatorial District. So those are the recommendations of the chairs of the three standing committees.
Thank you, Justice Baxter. Any discussion, comment, question, or statement? Judge, you?
Yeah, I agree.
We have Mike Planet in the building as well here. So, Mike, for the William C. Vickery Leadership Award in Judicial Administration, please stand so we can all see you behind you. So I'm going to call for a motion.
Move that we approve those awards.
Seconded by Judge O'Malley and Judge Waters. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries. Thank you. Well done.